Good morning. I'm Connie Myers, and I'm the liturgist this morning. And I'm kind of excited and a little bit nervous because this is my first time doing this in this church. Please stand in body or spirit and join me in enthusiastically speaking our responsive call to worship. God has created a wonderful world, touched it with beauty, and filled it with life. God has created each of us in God's own image, able to create new things, discern wisdom, and spread love. God has come to us in human form, showing us the path to life and peace, suffering and dying for us, and calling us to new life in Christ. God comes to us now, filling us with the spirit of love, compassion, truth, and power to be the body of Christ in the world. Come, let us worship our awesome God. Please remain standing and join me in singing hymn number 694, Come, You Thankful People, Come. Look around you. The wonder of God is all around you. Before you settle back into your seats, take a moment to share the love of Christ with your neighbors. When you hear the music, it's time to return to your seats and for the children to come forward to meet with Pastor Alicia.
Will the children come forward as they're comfortable? That was fun. I enjoyed that. Hi there. So in a few days, we have, come on over here. Come on over here. Can you scoot over a little, please? Come on over here. So in a few days, we have Thanksgiving. Do you have a day off of school? Do you have more than one day off of school? Good. Are you thankful for that? Yes. Okay. I'm wondering, what might you be thankful for? What are you giving thanks for?
Not going to school.
Anything else? Are you thankful for anything, Jim? Are you thankful?
Living.
For living? Me too.
Not being sick.
She didn't want to give it back. I thought she was going to say something because she was had her mouth open. Well, it's fun to talk into this. So I was thinking about something that I'm thankful for. I'm actually thankful for all this produce because I think it's really great that we can go to the grocery store and there's all this fresh fruit and vegetable, right? What a great thing. There's some places in this country and world where that isn't possible. So I'm grateful for fresh fruits and vegetables. I'm also grateful for you guys because you come up here week after week and you talk and you participate. And you know what? There's a lot of people, even grown-ups, who would be really nervous to do this, to sit up here and talk to me and answer questions in front of all those people. So grown-ups, if you would be nervous to come up here and do this, raise your hand. You see how many people are nervous to do what you do every single week? So I'm just so grateful for your bravery and your courage. So, and many, many, many other things. So will you pray with me on this day of thanks? Loving God, we are so grateful for children. We're grateful for these children that they come up here every week and they participate and answer my hard and easy questions and they make me think and challenge me. I am grateful for their smiles and their faith and their unending joy, and their unending prayers. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. So you can go sit with your family, or you can sit at the children's table, whatever you're comfortable with, and I will see you right after Thanksgiving. Oh, are you going to be helping with the bags, Joel and Eric? You going to help with the bags later? Yeah, I knew they were. So now we get to enjoy our choir.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, choir. Our scripture reading today is verses 16 to 18 from chapter 5 in 1 Thessalonians. I don't know if you can find three consecutive Bible verses this short, only 21 words. Why did they make so few words into three different verses? I think it's because you need to hear each verse and then stop and think about it for a moment before moving on. These are simple words with a lifetime of meaning. Listen. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in every situation because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. So on this Thanksgiving Sunday, we receive advice from the Apostle Paul through Scripture. 1 Thessalonians is one of the seven undisputed letters of Paul himself. He wrote the faith communities he had started to give advice or direction as to how to live, follow, and worship Jesus. And sometimes there was a back and forth. A letter was written to Paul, and he wrote back to the faith community. This scripture is part of a full list, the Apostle Paul love list. You think that Santa was the first to do the naughty and nice list. Well, Paul had the good list and the bad list. And so this is the list of good things. I'm going to read verse 12 through verse 22 in chapter 5. But we appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to respect those who labor among you and have charge of you in the Lord and admonish you. Esteem them very highly in love because of their works. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, beloved, to admonish the idlers, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with all of them. This is just halfway through the list. It's quite a list, right? Can we do all this today? Can we be a part of living this way? See that none of you repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It goes on. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the words of prophets. But test everything, hold fast to what is good, and abstain from every form of evil. The list, the good list, the way Paul is asking and expecting his faith community to live and our faith community to live today. These are the way we can live together in a Christ-like manner. So all we need to do is just do this. So how about we focus just on the three verses, our scripture for today. First, rejoice always. How do we do this when life isn't always something to rejoice about? Well, one of my favorite TV shows had a scene where there was a man cooking breakfast. He made his breakfast, he put it on a plate, and then accidentally his plate fell to the ground, the plate fell up, broke apart, and his food was all over the floor. And so he didn't get mad, he just got up and he walked out, and the next scene was him at a restaurant eating his breakfast. And at the restaurant, he was taken by the waitress. He really kind of had a crush on her, so he struck up a conversation with her. Well, cut to the end of the episode. They fell in love. They didn't get married yet. Jim says they got married. They didn't get married yet. But the last scene of this episode is the broken plate put together and framed on the wall. Find joy in the brokenness. Or maybe find hope in what may become joy-filled. We choose to find joy and rejoice. We all have problems, issues, health concerns, traumas of the past or present. Our friend Mamie and I were talking about this earlier this morning, about how everyone has something. I know you might be surprised by this, but rumor has it that perfect people with no problems come to church. Does that sound right? Many times we, churchgoers, we come to church and we put on a show or maybe a mask, acting like everything's okay. Or we don't attend to worship if we're having a bad day or a bad week, because we don't want to let people know our lives aren't perfect. But I have a secret to tell you. No one in this church is perfect or has a perfect life. No one, including me. To rejoice always or rejoice does not mean we always have a smile on our face or every moment is without pain or struggle, but an underlying center or maybe a reboot factory setting is joy, is our joy. So please know, God is not pulling the strings or making your life good or your life bad. Adam Hamilton has an excellent chapter on this in his book, Half Truths. Even though we might think that God is pulling the strings, God is not yet. God is always with us. So we choose to rejoice because we have Jesus, we have God, we have the Holy Spirit. We choose to rejoice because our faith tells us to have hope and to believe better things are yet to come. And when we do not feel we are able to rejoice, our scripture today, verse 17, tells us to pray continually, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in every situation, because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, all our problems, hurts, and brokenness are not magically gone, but we live in perpetual hope, because through Jesus, all things are made new. Our brokenness is put back together like that plate that was framed on the wall. Not the way it was, but in a new way. I recently heard this song that said something like, I've been broken and put back together, but the cracks in me let your love come in. With Jesus, we are never alone and never without hope or reason to rejoice. One scholar said this, these imperatives, these scriptures, convey a human response toward God, recognition that God is the source of our joy and our thanksgiving. You may or may not know this, but I have been accused of being a glass half full person. As Paul reminds his faith community 2,000 years ago and his faith community today, this is how Christ's followers are to interact with each other and with all situations and people. Maybe we are all called to be glass half full kinds of people. You may be asking yourself, how do we tangibly make this shift? Number one, pray continually, pray without ceasing. In addition to that, I have found keeping a gratitude journal to be life-changing. So a gratitude journal is a journal that one keeps and puts three things they are grateful for each day, maybe at the beginning of the day or the end of the day, whenever it fits in. Three things are easy to come up with, right? Easy. So we could say family, cat, dog, right? Easy. But here's the thing. With a gratitude journal, you never repeat. So So you have to get more detailed into the good stuff, into what we're really thankful for in a gratitude journal. So instead of saying, I'm grateful for my family, my cat and dog every day, you might say, I'm grateful that my child gave me a hug today. I'm grateful that I went to the movies with my mom today. And get into the deeper stuff each day. So I have found this to be life-changing. Sometimes we feel we need to do things drastically different in church. Yet sometimes we just need to be reminded through Scripture as to how to live as Christ followers. Paul's faith community 2,000 years ago struggled with how to live faithfully. This is nothing new for human beings or faith communities today. So let us be reminded of our calling. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in every situation because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen.
So how does a creature say thanks? Please stand in body or spirit and join me in singing hymn number 122, God of the Sparrow, God of the Whale. You may be seated. At Thanksgiving, we offer our thanks for all that we have, for all of creation and our very lives. But we must also acknowledge that this holiday has been used to support a mythology that ignores our historic abuse of indigenous people in this land. Staying seated, reflect with me now on who we are and who God calls us to be. In a prayer for indigenous peoples, refugees, immigrants, and pilgrims. Triune God, Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit, we come before you as many parts of a single body, people drawn from every tribe, every nation, every language, some indigenous peoples of the land, some refugees, immigrants, pilgrims, people on the move, some hosts, some guests. Creator, forgive us The earth is yours and everything that is in it. But we forget. In our arrogance, we think we own it. In our greed, we think we can steal it. In our ignorance, we worship it. In our thoughtlessness, we destroy it. We forget that you created it to bring praise and joy to you, that you gave it as a gift. Jesus, save us. We wait for your kingdom. We long for your throne. We hunger for your reconciliation. Holy Spirit, teach us. Help us to remember that the body is made up of many parts, each one unique and every one necessary. Teach us to embrace the discomfort that comes from our diversity and to celebrate the fact that we are unified, not through our sameness, but through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We will now enter a time of prayer and reflection. If you would like your prayer request read as part of the worship, please pass your slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time asking God to listen to our prayers. Dear God, we are so thankful that you have brought us here safely today. We are thankful for this community, this family. God, as we go out into our week, help us to continue to live in this thankfulness as we travel, as we spend time with family and friends, even when we're lonely, even when we may feel hungry in spirit or in body. Be with us and help us to rejoice and be thankful. Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Creator God, who are in heaven, blessed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We come together here because of the simple fact that all are welcome. We are united by our shared vision to feed God's people, body, mind, and spirit. And our offering is one way we affirm our commitment to that vision. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips in the plate as the ushers collect the offering and our choir blesses us with song. Please remain standing and join me in prayer as we thank God for all the gifts we have received. We give thanks to you, O Lord, with every breath because you nurtured life with human love. Because you gifted us with time to be. Because you gave us skills to work and create. Because each one of us has gifts and skills, some recognized, some still hidden. Because you freely offered us redeeming love. From gift to gift, from grace to grace, our gifts are only gifts of yours returned. So use these gifts, our lives, and this family of faith as rays of your light for the world. Help them to dispel the darkness and reveal your power to work through us and make all things new. Amen. God's grace will never run out. Please remain standing and join me in singing hymn number 664, Sent Forth by God's Blessing.
Thank you. Amen. I have a couple prayers that were missed, so I'm going to say them real quick. One is a prayer of thanks to all who put together and make Thanksgiving happen for so many people in our community. The next is let us be praying for Jana and Vito, as Vito's brother-in-law, Frank Scalise, passed away last week. And finally, I would love for all of you to be praying fervently, because last Tuesday, Steve Bacon and I met with a possible tenant, and it's really looking good. And so, I don't want to get super excited about it, but I'm excited. So please be praying for that as well. So, what's your joy? Wow. That sounds like that broken plate put back together. Go into your week with your ears pitched to the sound of God's voice calling your name. Go into your week with your eyes peeled for the face of Jesus in unexpected places. Go into your week with your soul poised to receive the Spirit of God, the Spirit of peace. Amen.